So when you want to know what's new, you know what to do. Tune in your radio or click on the internet. World News on the hour, every hour, or at your convenience at voanews.com.
The government-appointed head of China's largest mosque has been murdered after conducting morning prayers, according to officials at the local government in the far western region of Xinjiang. Jume Tahir, the Uyghur imam of the 600-year-old Idkaha Mosque in the city of Kashgar, was killed on Wednesday by those who were identified by the Xinjiang state website as three thugs influenced by religious extremist ideology. Also on Wednesday, Uyghur rights activist and economics professor Ilham Tohti was charged Wednesday with separatism 2 days after clashes in Xinjiang that caused dozens of casualties. The United States has called on China to release Tohti. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the head of the U.S.-based Uyghur group says the Muslim Uyghur community is rising up against China's recently announced crackdown.
U.S. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf Wednesday expressed concern about Ilham Tohti's indictment, as well as his detention and that of six students since January.
We have been deeply concerned about the lack of transparency concerning his welfare and access to legal representation. We call on Chinese authorities to release Mr. Tohti and his students and to guarantee them the protections and freedoms to which they are entitled under China's international human rights commitments, including freedom of expression.
China's state-run Global Times newspaper says the former lecturer at Beijing's Central Nationalities University, detained January 15th and transferred to Xinjiang, was charged Wednesday with separatism for reportedly having close ties to the World Uyghur Congress, which it says advocates the independence of Xinjiang. Police also say Tohti had connections with the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, which has been designated a terrorist group. According to state media, Tohti has described Muslim Uyghur protesters as heroes and instigated students to hate China and its government. He is said to have been arrested several times for spreading rumors. Michael Clark, senior research fellow at Australia's Griffith Asia Institute, says while he expected Tohti to be indicted, he is surprised his trial will be heard in the Intermediate People's Court in Urumqi.
In most cases, particularly high-profile cases like this, that a conviction is pretty much guaranteed here. And the problem with that is the charge of separatism or inciting separatism technically can carry the death penalty under Chinese law. Whether or not that will be the case in this particular circumstance is obviously unclear at the present.
Clark says Tohti has never engaged in any activity that might be defined as separatism or inciting separatism.
In fact, in his position as a professor of economics in Beijing, he was actually quite a moderate spokesman for full Uyghur autonomy and a reasonably moderate critic of the government's approach to Xinjiang more broadly. The government, however, has charged him with a variety of things. They've also accused him of using his position as a professor to, and I'm just quoting from an official story here, to make rumors, distort and hype up issues in a bid to create conflicts, spread separatist thinking, incite ethnic hatred, and advocate Xinjiang independence, and conduct separatist activities.
Alim Saitoff, president of the Uyghur American Association, says the timing of the indictment may be a way for Chinese authorities to deflect attention away from the latest violence in the rest of Western Autonomous Region that borders Central Asia. Saitoff says Tohti has been detained incommunicado for 6 months.
And he was even chained by the Chinese prison authorities. Then he was denied food for 10 days. So he was abused and mistreated by the Chinese authorities.
Saitoff says Tohti had operated a website aimed at reconciling the Uyghur and Chinese peoples and sought to change China's policy of what Saitoff calls heavy-handed repression in Xinjiang. On a visit to Xinjiang in April, President Xi Jinping called for decisive actions to resolutely repress the terrorists' rampant momentum. Tuesday, China reported that dozens of civilians had been killed or wounded in what it calls a terrorist attack Monday in Xinjiang's Kashgar Prefecture. It says a gang armed with knives attacked a police station and government offices, as well as civilians and smashed vehicles. It says police responded by shooting dozens of members of the mob. It says its initial investigation concluded it was a premeditated terrorist attack. Saitoff says the police action is part of China's year-long anti-terror campaign initiated by President Xi.
The Chinese government restricted the fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. Instead, the Chinese security forces went house to house, searching Uyghurs fasting and harassing them at night, locking up Uyghurs who pray, during the month of Ramadan and even killed a family of Uyghurs. And as a result of this mass grievance and anger towards Chinese security forces, especially extrajudicial use of force, they took to streets to protest against brutality.
Saitoff says this is a reflection of what he calls Uyghur collective discontent and says both peaceful and violent actions are happening throughout the Uyghur community. He acknowledges he is fearful of another crackdown similar to what occurred in July 2009 when some 200 people were killed in the regional capital, Urumqi. In May, at least 31 people were killed when two cars crashed through an Urumqi market and explosives were thrown. In March, a mass stabbing at a Kunming train station in southern China, blamed on Muslim extremists wielding knives, killed 29 others. In all, nearly 200 people have been killed in ongoing violence tied to the Uyghur community in China this year. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.